Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/28/2021. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it progresses and progresses on as Red China Joe, $10 a gallon man, Beijing. I'll tell you, I heard the same old story as he talks to the people in Virginia, and he's sitting there with the Virginia governor who wants to bring the baby into the world and then care for it for a minute and then kill the baby. Joe Beijing, he needs to be excommunicated. He needs to get thrown out of his church. No malarkey on that. And I'm going to tell you something. It's time to arrest Fauci, time to arrest Soros, time to arrest Bill Gates, throw them in irons, and then put the heat on them and grill them and get them to fess up to the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to kill us all, and they want to knock this thing down to $500 million, and that's just about the truth of the matter. I'll tell you what. You saw it for years. We've been telling you for years. Now they're doing it. And everybody thinks, well, if you just vote for the Republicans, it'll all be all right. They ain't doing doodly squat. They already ought to be out on the trail, but they're not. They're not on the trail. There's maybe four or five of them who are worth the crap. The others are weak aid in the middle. And then the other six or seven are traitors to the cause to start with. So I'll tell you what, you know, the usual six, Romney and Murkowski and all the different ones, you know, Collins, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, tell you, it's just, I mean, what are you going to hope for this? And then President Trump, I mean, he had the opportunity and he could have done things differently. And why the Republicans did not have, I can tell you why. Why they did not have attorneys at everywhere and at the ready to defend all the stuff. When today, in this week, even there's now another case in Pennsylvania, in the county there, where even in the primary, Republican votes that are voted for Republicans are being switched to the Democrats. In the primaries. Well, the primaries exist so you can vote for Republicans for the primary and the Democrats for the primary, okay? You can have an open primary, but basically you're electing the candidates for the particular party. But the thing is still programmed into the machines, right now that Republican votes switch to Democratic votes immediately, all right? So this thing is not going to be handled. It's not going to be done. You know, I read about in Michigan that if anybody up there in Michigan or whatever tries to give up, the voting machines for a count, even ordered by a judge locally, it's not approved by the state, then it ain't going to happen, and they're going to, you know, arrest the people in the county. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you, like I told you, back about the second or third show, I waited a couple shows, so I kind of got my sea legs, if you know what I mean, back in 2004. Oh, it's 2021. Can you believe that? It's gone quickly. But let me just say this. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. Get your body armor out and your PASGAD helmets or whatever you got. World War II and a lantern, well, that's going to turn something. That'll turn the shrapnel. But I'm going to tell you what, because the people in this world, this new world order, Luciferian scumbag crowd are coming to eat your liver, to grab your family and your children and your spouse. And sometimes that's the husband, not the wife, because a lot of times the wives are the preppers and the tough ones. Well, the husbands are hunting birdies on the golf course. And you shouldn't be hunting birds. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because there's certain birds you don't want to hunt, you know? Like old hawks. So the fact of the matter is, these people are going to come, and then I'm going to repeat what my source told me back in 2004 or 5, I think it might have been 4, even that year, he said that he overheard on the radio at that particular time some Canadian military generals saying, stupid Americans. They sound like what they're talking. They sounded like Russians or the Chinese. So they said, stupid Americans, when this thing goes down and we come to get everybody under the UN auspices or whatever it will be, we're going to come to the front door and we're going to say it's time to get on the trucks of anybody who says one word against it. This is a Canadian general saying this, overheard saying it. It's going to be 2 shots to the head, and then we're going to grab their wives and their children, and we're going to take their house and all their goods in it, and then we're going to put them on the truck, and we'll do with them what we want, okay? If you go back and you even look in the end of the 90s, you remember the Takamar colors on the back of the road signs so that dumb UN troops who couldn't read English would know which red, blue, green, brown, whatever route it was to take their people down the road to the particular camp. The red being to be killed. There's some stuff I saw, black stickers, one not far from the house, and that was... anyway, I'm not going to say where that's at, but it was a black sticker, and that would meant showing a death camp, all right? An absolute death camp, immediate boop, that's it, okay? And the red might take you a couple days to get you into the guillotine, you know, line or what have you. But this thing is going to go that way. Lord Jesus told us all about it. He told us who's going to betray us, didn't he? Did he not tell us who's going to betray us? Now, this doesn't apply to every family or everything, but I'm going to read who's going to betray you once again. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And ye, this is verse 16 of Luke 21, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. So your own people are going to betray you and cause you to be put to death. Now, why do they do that? Well, a lot of them have already taken the vaccines, you see. And the vaccines, I believe, are turning people into their neurological effects. And as they whip up into the 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G, whatever they're going to whip up into, or just a satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurological, neurophysiological template, that be you, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to give you the disease. They'll turn on this. They'll turn on a cancer. They'll turn on a virus. They'll turn on, through your vaccines, they'll turn it all on. And then you're going to have the potential for some kind of a rabies, scabies, wabies, you know what I mean? Crazy people. Are you starting to already see, did you see the woman who's sitting on the plane and then the airline stewardess says something about she needs to put her mask on or whatever it was, and the woman jumped up and started popping her in the mouth and knocked the stewardess's teeth out, all right? And, that is kind of an interesting thing. She was full MMA. You've also got the this guy, the transportation guy. I spotted a telltale on that, which harkened back to another crazy who went nuts and killed a bunch of people. And that was this guy here. He had his house set to blow, and he had a bunch of Molotov cocktails and a lot of explosives there. And they had it rigged to where it would be set on fire and that stuff would start to blow. If you recall back to the orange-haired Batman killer out of the theater in Colorado, and just to refresh your memory on that, his daddy worked for a spook corporation, which also happens to be a big credit, where they run your credit and all that stuff, one of those, but it's a spooky corporation. Spook meaning like NSA, spy, stuff, CIA spy and stuff, and mind control, you know, affiliations, the whole bit. And you remember how he had his hair dyed orange, you know, and he was the Joker or whatever the heck he was supposed to be. And then you also remember that Doug Eggman, who saw the pictures of the behind the theater at the back entrance, that there was more than one set of boot prints or footprints that were bloody, different size, different type boots that were bloody out of that thing, and that, of course, they just had the orange hair boy they caught. But you remember that his apartment, they went over to his house or apartment, and they found that it was all wired, and the minute the cops were to go in, it was supposed to blow. You remember that? So there's another telltale for you, boys. This guy, I'm sure when he went, he's kind of wild and crazy. Maybe he goes to the psychologist, you know, or something, or goes to the doctor, and the doctors call the CIA and say, ha-ha, we got another one, got another candidate for you, boys. We got another Lee Harvey Oswald. Well, now, since we've focused so much on that, they always don't give the three names. But you can bet this guy is in the three-name kind of characteristic. And the methodical nature of the way he did it is characteristic of being programmed to do it. For those who saw Jesse Ventura's show years ago, can't even hardly find it anymore unless you taped it, and I should have. Of course, the videotapes were out, and we were on the CDs by then, but, I mean, it should have been something that I should have said, man, I'm going to tape every one of these on a video. But anyway, they showed the MK Ultra type killers. And remember, Jesse's in there with the doctor and this guy, and he meets the guy and all of that stuff. Then the doctor either snaps his fingers or gave the cue, and immediately the guy grabs a gun and starts to walk down the hall. Remember? Well, I've known about somebody who told me about that they may have been subjected to some of that sort of training, and they said that one time they woke up, and it was on the basement of a military base. It was in the basement of one of the buildings, and they had the old Naugahyde couch with the chrome arms on it, all that stuff. And he said they woke up on the couch, and everybody else was like laying around asleep or whatever. The other guys that were in the so-called class. Okay, and then at a certain point in time, he walks down the hall, and he said, I looked in there, and there's a guy in there in the little room, and I was supposed to go in and shoot the guy. But, you know, just like, whatchamajigger, just like the Bourne deal, almost, you know? But he said, I didn't, because I was wide awake and no longer under their subjection, so... just to say that it doesn't exist, it's baloney, and you just haven't ever been exposed to anybody who's been into that stuff. Mel Gibson was right. So I don't know. I'm going to tell you. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. If you're wasting your time trying to convince family members and saying it the right way and with the right gradient of introduction and, oh, so careful not to offend, but keep giving them and pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. Did you ever have somebody push you? You're either going to do two things. They're going to rear back and pop you in the nose, or they're going to take off running. So quit pushing. Give it all one more shot for the convincing. And then the best thing you can do is from then on out is to maybe, if you want, hand them a copy of the Bible, Mark, Luke 21 for them, and Matthew 24, and Matthew 25, and Revelations, and a few others, and you just let them read it and weep, because I'm going to tell you something. You're wasting your time. You are wasting your time, and that time would be better spent doing what? Going and getting another can of chunky soup. Going and trying to find some more ammunition while there's a little bit more ammo out there right now because they noticed that we have noticed, all right? So there's a little bit more out there coming through. But get whatever you can get. And if you've only got one caliber and if there's whatever caliber of ammo you're seeing, and you can't get it for your caliber, maybe you should try to acquire maybe your Uncle Joe or Grandpa Bill, who's got 173 guns. Maybe he's got an old 22 or an old 30-06 that he ain't using right at the moment. And maybe you can find 30-06 ammo, okay? Maybe you can find a little 22 long rifle again. All right, but the fact of the matter is, if you got a pistol, maybe you need a 22 pistol or a 38 special if they can find that, if you're finding that ammunition. But whatever it is in your area that you can get a hold of, and incidentally, if you're buying online, I know people like to buy online, get the lowest price, and blah, 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 and there's some people that still have it, but there's others that'll tell you, well, we'll take your money, but you can't get delivery for 6 weeks or 8 weeks. Might be too late. That's why I try to still say, if you can find it locally and you go around and within a 20, 30-mile radius in the metro areas, if you're in the city, you might find it over here, you might find it over there. You might find it at the little hardware store in the town of 1200 out in the boonies, you know, out 40 miles out. They may still have a whole stock room full of shotgun shells, 22s, 30-06, you know, 38, 357. All that kind of stuff. They may have it in the back room because they bought it all up. Because they knew something was going to come down. They were going to have ammo for themselves and their customers locally. But stop wasting your time on your brethren, kinsfolks, parents, friends, and everything. Because a lot of them have taken the vaccine and they're bought into an idea that that's going to be the thing, and you cannot make them wrong, because sooner or later they're going to probably die from taking the vaccine. And they're already whipping up the third shot to give everybody for the booster, you know, and all of that. But then they've also got, as I told you last night, these people that run the world have got the next three plagues ready to unleash on you. Now there's a black plague in the Congo that's going on, supposedly the bubonic. But the symptoms of the bubonic are a little different than what's happening over there. I think it's like a mixture of Ebola and a pneumonic plague or something like that, because they're coughing up blood, all right? It's a hemorrhagic type thing, but they say it's bubonic, and the bubonic plague is where you get the buboes, okay? The big things on your neck, and you start going, you know, dying. Well, anyway, the pneumonic plague is more of a lung deal. And so anyway, all I can tell you is I'm making sure I'm taking, in my own particular personal case, I'm taking, you know, four or five eyedroppers full of mesosilver in the water daily. I got a lot more at the ready in case I need to. I personally, I'm not recommending anybody else, but if I had to and something was bad, I would nebulize it, or I would, you know, make me about a, you know, an ounce or two of it and drink all that down, which I've done before in an acute situation. And then I'm taking my oil of oregano capsules, 70% or better. And I'm doing that. And then I've got at the ready, I've got, ivermectin, and then of course my fish tanks. I want to make sure all of my fish have plenty of antibiotics so that you can get the fin rot and all the white speck dot rot and all that stuff, get rid of them in those. It's amazing when I look all those fish antibiotics up, they're made by the same company that makes the ones for humans, and by George, they are with the same colors, numbers, and symbols on the stuff, and it seems kind of interesting. So you can imagine you're in there and you got respiratory problems, you got some kind of a thing. And, oh, I've got the old ivermectin ready to go. And incidentally, what I've found online from doctors online for my personal use, anecdotally, I'm not recommending anybody do any of it. Always check with your physician before you find out what you need to do and to get your own physician to treat you properly. But in my case, I have found that the ivermectin that I found, the plungers for the horses, they have like hash marks or lines in the plastic plunger that each one of them is based on a certain pound of body weight. Now, I think for mine, it's like every hash mark is about 50 pounds of body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you know, or if you weighed 300 or you weighed 250 or whatever it was, 200, you would go by the hash marks, by the number of those. And then the guy online that I saw was out of Fort Worth. He was an African-American doctor, and he said that what he would do is just squirt it into his palm and then lick it off of that, or squirt it into a glass of water and make sure it's stirred up and drink it. But I would just go ahead and lay. He said the best way is probably just lick it off your hand there. And then he said you go by the number of hash marks, by the, I think it was 50 pounds of body weight was each hash mark on the type he was talking about, and I think that's the same on the one that I have. Now, I haven't taken it yet because I don't feel that I've had the symptoms yet to take it, but I sure would. And then if anybody can get a hold of it, in certain states, you can get a hold of it. And I would not be playing games with weirdo online sites. You know, it's a little hard to do, but you know what I'm saying? But you might be able to get a prescription. Some people in Nebraska would give it to you. Other states, you can probably get it. Hydroxychloroquine, and then... that with the Z-Pack, well, zithromycin, I believe the fish take that, don't they? And that's kind of an interesting thing to think about. So, doxycycline, I believe the fish can take that sometimes too. Might be in a powder form, but I mean, that's there. And then that's the thing that they, Dr. Barodi, the doctor in Australia who treated thousands of patients, particularly older people who were susceptible to the COVID, he allegedly treated them with the ivermectin and doxycycline cycle, okay? And consequently, that cured most of a lot of them. Then this Dr. Tyson that's on Hannity, Dr. Tyson, I forget his first name, Brian Tyson maybe, and then Dr. Fareed, F-R-E-E-D, Fareed, they're on with Sean Hannity sometimes. They've treated over 6,000 people and gotten 6,000 people out of the woods on the COVID. They're not anti-vaccine, but they just say, hey, if you can treat them with the regular protocols without doing the vaccine, then that's fine too, you know? So I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, there is a not even covert anymore, there is a combined effort of the people from the Luciferian New World Order and Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the Queen of, you know, all the royal families, the Soroses, okay, the Bill Gateses, all the people who want to destroy humanity on behalf of Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see. Well, let me tell you something. They want to come for your livers. They want to come and eat you up and steal your children, steal your spouse, all your wealth, confiscate your house, your farm, whatever, all right? And they want to roll like a juggernaut and have only 500 million people. And they want about 5,000 of them, and then everybody else is their subject. Oh, yes, they might pay some scientific types and military types, you know, their high wages to overload it on you. But I'm going to say this again. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And if you do not have a firearm, well, then you can't get one. If you can't get a firearm, then you can get a machete. You can get a, you know, a one of those sickles. You can get axe, a hatchet. You can get a wooden stave, a wooden strong walnut or hickory handle, like for, you know, shovels and stuff. That can be used as a fighting weapon. You can get two smaller weapons that are sticks, and learn how to do a little stick fighting. And what else could you do while you're waiting for the deal? If you've got children or grandchildren or something, maybe it's time for them to take a karate class or a hapkido or a jiu-jitsu or, you know, something like that, a Krav Maga class, something that is based on the not the winning of belts and all of the activity for sport necessarily, but more for the self-defense aspect of it. If you know how to teach yourself, get out of wrestle and box. If you know some of that, there's nothing wrong with learning how to wrestle and box. It's good old-fashioned stuff, but I'm going to tell you what, it works just fine. You throw in a little World War II OSS or the Devil's Brigada out of Montana, you know, taught by Patrick O'Neill, or anything taught by Fairburn or Rex Applegate, and you'll learn how to gutter fight or fight dirty and learn how to win quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going by the book. Lord Jesus is in the red print. I recommend you get a big print so you can see it. All right, and that you get the red letter edition on a King James so you can read it. And that's all that I'm going to tell you about that tonight, because Lord Jesus gave you, and if you go to John 14, you read that, he tells you how to pray. If he says anything you'll ask in my name, I will do. But he says, keep the commandments. Well, the commandments are thou shalt not murder. Well, I don't know if defending your family would be considered to be that, all right? I don't know if being in a war zone would consider to be that. I don't think so. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Somebody, excelente. Somebody has Jesse Ventura seasons, 1-3 complete. All right. Yeah, I'd be glad to look at those. My old friend, the CB. God bless you, brother. Yes. Here's one right here just for an informational thing. From old Doc Jack, oil's up 100% from a year ago. And got to love the price of gas. Seems like just 5 months ago was under $2 per. And then if you look at silver and things, what's going on. And incidentally, today, before I came on the show, remember yesterday, gold was $1,891.80. Today, it's $1,903.50. And silver yesterday was $2,786. Today, it's $2,794. And I'm going to tell you what. If you've got all that Bitcoin and loving things, see if you can cash out of it pretty quick, because quite frankly, when the computers all go down, you're going to find out that you're going to find out you don't have any Bitcoin or Dogcoin or whatchamajigger coin or whatever it is. And you see, that's the way to do that, because you go to silver and gold, you then go to food. If you go to ammunition, I mean, I've seen ammunition. I remember when I first started tracking it in 204. Actually, I looked at it before that. I mean, stuff that you just think about old timers, think about what a brick of 22 long rifle used to cost and what it costs today, and it just blow your mind. I mean, I've seen ammunition. I remember you could make 40%, 30, 40% on your money in 1 year, okay, on ammo prices. Well, that was a lot better than the 7% or even the 10 or 12% somebody might have made in the stock market, or maybe 20% if you had the right stuff, you know? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Listen, I'll tell you, I hope you want to keep old Hawk in the game and keep me swinging at the Lucy's and being out here to talk to you as long as I possibly can to warn you, the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear. I'm not out here necessarily talking to the average person. That's not my game. That's not who my audience is, although I have a number of those who then very quickly, after doing their own research, come right around to being those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, but you want to keep talking the game. Anything is most needed and most wanted. Can be better reserve notes, a bit of silver, a silver dime, silver quarter, silver half dollar, silver dollar, whatever it might be, a bit of gold, whatever it is. in Seneca Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And Lord Jesus, return that to you 10,000-fold. And ladies and gentlemen, let's pray again tonight for Debbie Nunemaker, what shall we say, Dave, the better half of the of the missionary partnership. I'm just teasing. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker have been in the Far East as missionaries for over 50 years, and they're the ones who lead the Indochina Bible Project. And if anybody wants to honor Debbie, and Lord Jesus, one more time, Lord Jesus, go to Debbie right now. Touch her, Lord, and give her a medical miracle with respect to her heart and her cardiovascular system and all of her body functions, and restore her to a traveling and walking in the mountains sort of fitness. And also, if you will work on Dave a little bit and give him medical miracles, Lord, and keep those missionaries in the field, because their work is paying marvelous fruits, marvelous benefits for you, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, Jesus, help them. And then if you want to honor them, go and send a little something. Could be any amount, you know, any kind of way, any kind of amount. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, and then write Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R Bible Project. But I like Indochina or Nunemaker Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And they will print those up in the particular dialects of the mountain tribes: Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Burma, the Shan states of China, that whole area. Each village almost sometimes has a different dialect or a different flavor of the language. And they will get Bibles in their own dialects, and they'll get them, and they'll get songbooks too. They print the Bibles first, and they print the songbook second. But they're going to get both, and then there is just a tremendous hunger for Lord Jesus, for the word of our Lord and our Father in heaven, who gave his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you don't believe it out there, then why don't you repent and ask him to come into your heart? Repent of your sins, ask Jesus, come into my heart, Lord, and be my Savior. And then I'm going to tell you what, it's the best deal in town. What do you got to lose out there? You so far in the weeds, you're looking up, and every night you're looking and got 1,000 faces, and you can't go to sleep. You got 1,000 faces because you pulled the trigger on them. Or you whacked them some way or another. I don't care. If you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart and you're sincere, he's going to come in and he's going to start to wash you clean, like the dirty windows of an old factory building that's been out in the boondock for 40 years and they haven't used it. You got to wash them windows. It's going to take you 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take you 3 or 4 times to scrub them clean, but he's going to start in the corners. He's going to wash you clean. And then if you stay in the Holy Bible and you read his word and you pay attention to the red letters and what Jesus has to say too, I'm saying read the whole Bible, but pay particular attention to Lord Jesus, because he's the one you're asking to come into your heart to be your Savior. What do you got to lose? Backslid, then renew the faith. Renew it now and reignite it, rekindle it, and be willing to stand for against evil on behalf of Lord Jesus, on behalf of our Father in heaven, to stand against the evil, stand in the gap. Yes, find a place to put your family in sanctuary, true sanctuary, as the Lord Jesus will alert you to where that might be. And when you pray in Lord Jesus' name, and his name is Jesus, okay? And a lot of people don't get that. And a lot of people wind around and have very elaborate prayers. Why don't you keep it simple? Go straight to the point. Ask Jesus to do it, because I'll tell you something. Lord Jesus is busy. He's got time for you, but why don't you help him out? You know what I'm saying? Don't that sound like an old ARC prescription? Help him out, you know? Be straight and to the point and ask for the specific thing and ask for it sincerely and directly and ask in his name, Lord Jesus, ask in Jesus' name. And if you're doing it right, he's probably going to help you to come and do the thing for you, and you'll see it come to pass. May not be in the next 30 seconds, but you're going to see it come to pass, and when you start to see it, you're going to believe it even more. You'll be convicted in his love and in his promise. Now, Brother Steve Quayle's got a wonderful book, you know, The Premise of the Promise, tremendous book. He's also got all his other books. If you buy two books from Steve Quayle, I believe you get the third book free, but double check that. You also, if you're not signed up for it, sign up for this Extinction Protocols. Extinction Protocols, you go to stevequayle.com. You look over there and there's a big banner, squared headline showing all the speakers. Tremendous speakers will be streaming for you all of their information, and Steve will be on there. And then Steve is going to show you tremendous artifacts that have been dug up, and he's going to show you film of when they dug them up, and they're down deep. It's not like they just planted them 3 foot down or something. This is down deep where they have to go through all the soil and all the rock and stuff and get down to it. And then when they start to pull them out, it's just amazing what they're pulling out with the aliens, the Aztecs on there, the different scenarios. It's just incredible. And he's going to show you what he's also had with his team. They run some of the stuff, the glyphs. I believe he set up to 30,000 glyphs, you know, like as in a hieroglyph or a glyph, a symbol of some sort, to see if they tie in with any language, if there's any correlations. And I believe Steve is even going to read some of the glyphs to you based on what they think they've found through the stuff. So go to stevequayle.com. We'll call him at 406-586-4840, and you tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that you'd like to get signed up for Extinction Protocols, or you want to get the book deals. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get the Giants book, Angel Wars, Empire Beneath the Ice, talking all about the Nazis and all of that, how they really won World War II. And lined up with the Lucys underground or under the ice cap in Antarctica. Oh, you've got all kind of stuff. Weather Wars, Xenogenesis, all the different books, Aliens, Fallen Angels, all the books that Steve has written. You can go up to stevequayle.com and see him. And he also has gold and silver on the hook. But he would tell you, if you don't have, you know, like to where you can buy maybe $1,000 worth, he would rather, Steve would said, go and buy your other preps, your food, your long-term storage food, your mountain house, your wise, whatever it might be. Get your canned goods, get your military gas masks and Tyvek F suits and that kind of stuff. Get your ammunition and your firearms. Get your insulated boots for the wintertime, you know, whatever it might be, to where you can withstand a scenario. And let's look at the current scenario, where a lot of volcanoes, let's say, start going off, and just from the volcanoes alone, enough dust and dirt and debris gets thrown in the air that it covers out the sun, okay? And it can do that, and the temperature drops down about 10, 15 degrees. Have you noticed the temperature drop in the let's say north of Dallas, from Dallas on up in the United States? Have you seen a drop? I mean, the temperature here today dropped about, Kansas City, dropped probably about 10 degrees at least. I know in Chicago it was about 48 degrees. I was looking at the weather system or weather reports from there. Talking to somebody in Ohio, they're cold. So this thing is going to be potentially like the Maunder Minimum, or a mini ice age could be done just by the volcanic activity alone. If you add in taking out the power grids, pop, pop, psh, and take out the power grids of the United States, then believe me, in 1 year, 90%. In 1 year, this is congressional testimony, by the way, from back a number of years ago, from the experts. 1 year without the power grid in the United States, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. So you had better get the food. You better store water. Get water purification equipment. If you can't store water right now, or you get some gallon jugs of it or whatever. If you can get a smaller blue barrels or the smaller water blocks for their smaller amounts, in other words, 15 gallon or less, or 5 gallon or a gallon. You see what I'm saying? And do that. I've got 50 gallon drums and they'll work, but I wished I had more of the other and I hadn't gone the big barrel way, you know? But at the time, you also had to think about, and I thought about it then, about the amount of water needed to reconstitute freeze dried or dehydrated food. You need water to reconstitute, okay? And to make it come back alive and be good tasting and fully fleshed out on the greens or the meats or whatever you got there. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, it's fixing to get wild weasel. But I'm going to tell you what, the wild weasel scene, you know. Oh, yeah. I like this. Mr. A.W. sent me the scene from The Patriot, the movie with Mel Gibson. And it's the tomahawk scene when he's got tells his sons to aim small, miss small, and they've got his other son, with hands tied, coming behind their wagon. And they all run through the countryside and get set up the ambush. And he sends me the tomahawk scene. And he says, where Mel Gibson kills 22 British redcoats. Well, that's the way that you want to get to where you have the ability and the guts and the wherewithal and the whoop, 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 you know, to get out and go wild weasel on whoever comes against you. If you can't stack up 10, well then, let's worry about getting together again. I'm going to tell you. But you got to figure it out and you got to do it bing, 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 bing. Quick, 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 quick. And then if you're out of the ammo, then you go to your Tommy Hawk or you go to your fighting knife, right? Or your fighting knife and your Tommy Hawk. I know a friend of mine. Now let's just call him old Mickey Lapua. Mickey Lapua is real good with a 338. Biggie, if you're out there, go see General McCormick. He's got a detail for you, brother. But Mickey has him fighting tomahawk, you know, from one of them good ones, you know, where he's sharpening up pretty darn good, but more like a military type tomahawk. And he used to have a warehouse type deal. And in order to impress people that used to work for him in periods of time back in the old days, he would go out there with his tomahawk and he would stand back from a plywood wall or whatever in the building there. And the other people would be watching. He wasn't paying any attention to them. He would just go in and he would just throw that tomahawk from about 10 yards out and stick that sucker right in the wall at about head high. And boy, I'll tell you, he'd look over and look at all his people. They would all be looking at him, you know, through their bifocal glasses, and they would start to get to work real quick. You know what I mean? So, people, I want to be out there for you, and the secret is Lord Jesus. If you're with the true CIC and he's with you, then you know where you're going to go. Yes, you can have some fear. Yes, you can be nervous. You can have adrenaline. You can have all of that. And you should have, because that's the early warning systems. And that's what fires you up to get in that whoop, whoop, whoop mode, okay? And I'll tell you, but the fact of the matter is, it relieves you of the burden You don't have that deep-seated fear of, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my life. No, if you know where you're going to go, if you know that you're going to be in Jesus with him in heaven, then if you know that, you know it like you know your address, all right, then the fear level is much different. And then when the fear level is removed, that allows you to act. It allows you to process information quickly and go right to the point, you know. Go right to the point, so to speak. Or thread the old needle, you know. Shoot the old tack driver right in the old center of the bullseye. It allows you to act quickly and with strong ability and resolution, you see, you're able to hit the target. You're able to do the jiu-jitsu throw and then take something away from somebody, all right? I'm talking about to protect your family, protect your household, to stand against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus. You better be ready to fight. And I'm going to tell you what, it is a war. And there are casualties in the war, and the Lucys are powerful. The Lucys are powerful, and they got a lot of minions below them, okay? And then the minions control armies and police. But not all the police. We got a lot of good police, too. We got some good police and a lot of good sheriff deputies, all right? And load all them people down in Tejas and a lot of different places, Michigan and into the Mississippi. And you know who you are? Some of the boys in Missouri and Kansas and some in southern Illinois, you know? But the fact of the matter is that you're going to be challenged and there's going to be problems. And the key is to have enough supplies and logistics and ability to throw firepower downrange, okay? And to put a curtain of lead up, to put the blizzard up for them, that is the key to staying in this game. But the first key is to get right with our Father in heaven and his Son, Lord Jesus. That's the key. But I'm going to tell you, if they come for your family, I'm not going to, would you hand over your daughter or your son for some trans hookah haka, you know, to do what they want with them and loosen them up and juice them up? And no way, Jose. No way, Jose. You wade into them and you take them out and you prevent them from grabbing your family. You prevent them from getting onto your perimeter. And you take them down, and then if you got everybody trained properly, or whoever you're with there in the local area, then if you wade into them, you harry their supply lines, you run around their flanks, you get behind them, you wake them up in the middle of the night and put the death guard down there, all right? Just like they used to do when they went in with the knives in the middle of the night in the Vietnam, the Mac B Sog boys, okay? That's going to be the way it's going to be. But you got to have food. You got to have water. You got to have some black coffee. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to drink a little black coffee. You're going to need medical supplies. You're going to need all of it. And I know that I'm harping on this stuff, and I should just be talking about, you know, something really wild or crazy. Well, I talk a lot about a lot of that stuff, and I'm going to tell you what. You're going to see. You're going to see Los Gigantes. You're going to see the alien brothers come and try to sell you on the fact that, oh, they've come on behalf of Jesus, or they came on behalf of Muhammad, or they came on behalf of King David, or they came on behalf of this or that or Buddha or whoever it might be, all right? Or, you know, Vishnu or Krishna or whatever. They're going to tell you all of that. They're going to tell the Native Americans. They might even appear, they might even have white buffalo masks on or have the masks of the different kachinas, okay? They may have all of that going for them, but I'm going to tell you what, you'll know them by their works. And when you find them out, you wade into them and you take them out, and then you can stand for the Lord Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you, sooner or later, everybody's going to Everybody's going to kneel down to the Lord Jesus, because that is the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven. And if you don't believe that, then that's okay. But, you know, I'm just telling you, I'm not going to quit saying it. I've never quit saying the name Jesus. I've always been on his side. I was chosen to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant of what is to come and what they might do to prepare. I think sometimes people tell me, and God bless those who do, say, Hawk, you give me a little bit of inspiration, you know. You buck me up in the middle of the night. I listen to you after work or whatever, and you know, it's like you're a little different. You never apologize for Jesus. You always bring him up. You always tell everybody right square between the eyes what you're about on him. And I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. The only thing I can do is say that over and over again. And if you don't get it, then why is it that Brother James got out of the hospital, came up out of the hole on the kidneys and the lungs and with deep pain and all the stuff, and then he got to go home like 2 or 3 days later, and then he tells his wife he wants to mow the grass. Well, let me tell you something. That's a jarhead. That's a tough Marine. That's a good guy, and regardless of his health and his injuries or whatever he's got, any wounds that he's ever had, he's coming, he's going to toe the line. He's going to toe the line on wherever it is he's going to be, Heartbreak Ridge or wherever it is. Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal, wherever it might be. Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan or Iraq, or all them other wars that nobody knew about, you know. You know, way down yonder in El Salvador where the nights are long and filled with war, you know? All that stuff. Well, they're going to come back to the line, but you got to be with the true CIC, because he's going to give you the power, and he's got the power for you to stand against evil and against the devil. Against Lucifer, the last so-called Lightbringer. Well, let me tell you what. His garish monstrosities of demonic entities and all the stuff that are coming through these portals and coming through the gates and all these different things. Well, let me tell you something. You just wade right into them and you use the power of our Lord and he'll show you how to beat them. You go in there and wade into them with whatever you got. And you lay the fire power down on them, and you ask the Lord Jesus to help you and to give you the means to fight them and to give you the means to take them out, all right? So, don't get caught watching the paint dry. This is now the time to do it. And if you can get your kids or your grandchildren into a little bit of karate or to teach them wrestling, boxing, whatever martial arts you may know, little jiu-jitsu, hapkido, Krav Maga, whatever it might be, but focus on the practicality. Focus on the practical items that are the practical self-defense moves, not the high kicks to try to kick a guy off a horse in China, you know, with a spinning back kick from, you know, 1,000 years ago in China. No, don't forget that. But if you can snap one out pretty good from about 3 feet, you know, and hit the right spot and put a knee back the other direction or put some, you know, what stones up in the other part of the body, and then that's pretty good. And follow up with an elbow to the head 2 or 3 times, then that will work. And then if you can, learn and take the spot where they use the, red or blue, colored fake weapons, where they learn how to take a gun away from somebody, learn how to take a knife away, learn how to break out. And I took, of course, took a class from Colonel Bo Greitz. He had all the dirty stuff. He showed us how to take out sentries. He showed us the blood chokes, the wind chokes. He showed us how to do little tricks and even all the thing to even bear down farther and to put them out quicker. He showed us how to grab the head of the snake, how to position yourself for a knife attack, and then turn and grab the head of the snake and then put your leg behind their leg and pull their arm up in the air and flip them down to the ground, take it away from them and shove it where their sun don't shine. Okay? He showed us how to fight and take away a gun, how to wheel and move the gun away, how to ramp it up and break their fingers, take it away and give it to them. Showed us how to, if a guy's coming at you with a big club, how you don't just put your arm up to block it because he's going to break your forearm. You wade into it, and you wade up into him and go close and stick the arm on the arm that he's got the club. You stick it up high into there. You pop him one time in the throat, and then you grab him, and you put your feet behind him, and you throw him to the ground, take the club away, and bang him on the head, okay? I mean, I learned all that stuff. That's the kind of stuff I know. I couldn't do a high kick to save anything. I used to, but I, you know, but now I wouldn't do that. I'm just going to go in 1-2, and that's about it. You had a good one move, you could take out anybody. But you might need a 1-2-3-4-5. You know, you might need a 1-2 and a 3-4-5, and that should be it. Anything longer than that, I'm going to have to take a break and have a drink of water. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday night, on the Memorial Day weekend, and the Memorial Day came from our Civil War, where it looks like we're getting ready to fight a Civil War again. It looks like we're going to have to defend our families and our homes against an oppressor. And that's all there is to it. New World Order, Luciferian, scumbag, Bank of London, Banks of New York, Banks of Zurich, Banks of Rome, Banks of Paris, Banks of Shanghai, Banks of Beijing, Banks of Riyadh, whatever it might be, Banks of Tokyo. All those people and those who have given their life over to the devil. I'm going to stand against them and their minions and protect my family and protect my household. And if they run me out of my house, I'm going to harry them, and I'm going to live off the land and in the field with tents and bug-out bags and to take whatever I can and get with it. And I will be around their corner. I will be in their dreams at 4 a.m. I will be in their shimmy shack and get their food and ammunition out. You see, that's the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to go gorilla. Gorilla! King Kong! Hey, baby! And I'll tell you what, I know a whole lot of you out there in the same boat. Could be old Big Mac. Old Big Mac, he just likes to get him from about 1,000 or 1,100 yards. That's all right. But he can go back to eating his reconstituted dehydrated hamburger. You know what I'm saying? Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Protect your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians and those who do not like me or this country. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And for all of those out there, gather in remembrance tonight, those on the Warren Soul Drive. May the Lord protect you against all evil and let you know that he, your grandfather, he is in heaven with the Lord Jesus at this time. Go out and prepare, ladies and gentlemen.